or...
The back that holds the bulb is a socket.
It's a socket, yes, ma'am. We're talking about barrels yesterday. Is there something that you know of that's like a barrel, except it's smaller, like that?
Yes.
I think they used to pack nails in it.
Yeah, that's what I got in mind. Of course, a barrel could be used for liquids, like molasses. It could be used for syrup.
Yes.
Sometimes blackstrap molasses, flour, dry stew, sugar. I think in some instances they use it in salt, but it's that common salt that they feed the cattle on.
Yes, ma'am.
I've never heard you use, you know, for
yes, ma'am.
Domestic purposes, are they? And, but that's the keg of nails.
Right. I see. What about those things that run around the barrel and keep the staves in place?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those?
Oops.
Yes, ma'am. Say if you were bottling some liquid, something that you might put in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from spilling out.
Put it through the bottom?
Or the thing that you would just stick in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from...
That's a funnel. You mean it would go through that.
Okay.
That would sit in a bottle like this.
Yes.
This would be the mouth of the bottle. This would be your funnel.
Mm-hmm. What might you use to seal the bottle up?
Cork.
I see.
Or, well, of course, now they have so many new style things. But the cork was formerly used. But of course they do deteriorate in a little while.
Yeah.
You might put a cap on it to seal it, as well as the cork.
Yes, ma'am.
Of course the cork would be like the Coca-Cola top, something like that.
Right. Are cork and a stopper the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Now, on the old-fashioned decanter, you know what that is, don't you? In olden times, in these, like I told you, drawing rooms or some really up-to-date place, they would have on their buffet or sideboard, they would have a decanter with wine, and maybe two or three kinds.
Yes, ma'am.
And the decanter is a container. It's a bottle, a fancy bottle, just not an ordinary bottle, nor quart or a pint or nothing like that. It's just about this tall. And the stopper, very often, is of glass, the same as the bottle.
Yes, ma'am.
And it fits right down in it.
I see.
But now that's not to be carried any place, except used in the home.
Yes,
because you might spill it.
I see. Well, what would you call this musical instrument that people play by moving it back and forth?
Mouthharp or harmonica.
I see. Have you ever heard people call that a French harp?
No. That's not a French harp. Mm-mm.
A mouth harp.
Mouth harp or harmonica.
I see.
Now some call it a juice harp.
Is that the same thing? I see. What about a very common tool that people have around the house?
Hammer?
Yes, ma'am. What would you say that you... If you have a hammer and a nail, what would you say you do to it when you put it through a board?
Drive it in the board.
Yes, ma'am. Or say if a big tree had fallen across the road, blocking my way, I might say I need to take a rope and tie it around the tree and try to
drag it across.